We're going to now move to agenda item 5, KPIs for the board's technical activities. Anna Simpson will update us on this issue. Now, just a quick word about Anna in case you know, you all had the chance to meet her virtually during the small group meetings. And Erica mentioned Anna yesterday and that she supports the advisory council, among a number of other things. But before joining foundation staff, Anna was an assistant professor at the accounting department of the London School of Economics, where she conducted research on various topics in financial reporting. So in addition to being the point person for advisory council matters and a tremendous support for me, Anna will assist staff with academic research to support the board's standard setting projects and supporting a number of other stakeholder engagement activities. So Anna, that's my official welcome to you. And I hand it to you to talk about the KPIs.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for the introduction. It's a pleasure for me to be here. It's my first time at an advisory council meeting as a staff member. So I just want to walk you through the paper, which I hope hopefully you have had the chance to review. I will not go through the paper in detail, but I will outline the main sections and highlight the objectives of the session and also the questions that we hope to get some advice on. First of all, let me start by saying why we are looking at this question now. How did it come to be on the agenda? Well, key performance indicators are useful for management purposes, but also we have been asked by the monitoring board and the trustees about KPIs. Also, our technology improvement program that we referred to yesterday will allow us at this point to track KPIs and to report them more easily and in a better way. And also, this is an opportunity to follow up on a previous discussion about key performance indicators with the advisory council. This topic was on the agenda in November 2016 advisory council meeting. So the objective of this session, if I can summarize it, is threefold. First, it is to discuss or to get advice on areas of the board's technical work that could benefit from the use of KPIs. Second is to discuss what type of KPIs we should use. And thirdly, to get some advice on how to use and how to interpret the KPI data. So one thing to that is worth pointing out here is that the focus of the session is on technical KPIs. So we are not looking to discuss staff related or funding or financing or any other KPIs. So onto the paper, the first section of the paper on slides, that is slides 4 to 6, provides an overview of the role of key performance indicators within an organization and mainly for achieving the role of these KPIs to achieve organizational objectives. And then getting on to the first question, slide 9 provides an overview of some possible areas where related to the board's work where these KPIs could be useful. And these areas are quality of standard setting, timeliness, and stakeholder engagement. So the question, the first question here for discussion, and all the questions are on slide 15, the three questions for today's session. The first question is whether these three possible areas, and if there are any other areas, what type of, what other areas of the board's work would benefit from monitoring with KPIs? Then on to the second question, slide 10 to 12 of the paper provide information about some existing KPIs that are used currently by the foundation. And these KPIs also relate to the areas that I already mentioned, timeliness, quality, and stakeholder engagement. So the question here is to get feedback on these existing KPIs, but also get information on what other key performance measures we could use. And one point to bear in mind, and this is included in this overview of the key performance indicators at the front end of the paper, is that these measures could be qualitative as well as quantitative in nature. And finally, the third question is about the use and interpretation of KPI data. If you look at slide 13, it talks about some general limitations related to the use of KPI data. And one of these is the difficulty of finding an appropriate benchmark. In other words, how we can assess what is good once we have the data. So the third question, therefore, is with the third question, we are hoping to get advice on how to use and interpret data that is collected through KPIs. So with that, I'm going to finish the overview and we'll turn the to discussions. We can start with the first question, but feel free to contribute thoughts on all questions at the same time. Thank you.
Very good. thank you, Anna. So